All right, we'll call the meeting to order. We'll start with a salute to the flag. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. So we're opening the public hearing on the property on 3 Westbrook Drive, Nassau, New York. Condition of the property, exterior of the property has waste, rubbish, debris, a condition that has existed for a lengthy period of time. Demand is hereby made upon you that you remove the solid waste, rubbish, debris on your property, which is in violation of chapters 87 of the Village Code. Demand is hereby made on you that you remove such items that from said property on or before July 7th. A failure or refusal to comply with the provisions of Chapter 87 and this notice may result in duly authorized officer, agent, or employee of the village entering the property and removing such solid waste, rubbish, or debris and causing the same to be disposed of or otherwise destroyed. All costs and expenses of enforcement, including removal of disposal or destruction, shall be assessed against the prescribed property and shall be a lien thereon be to be collected as provided by law. Please take further notice that in the event of your failure to comply with this notice, the Village Board has set a public hearing for July 8th at 7 p.m. at the Village Hall located at 40 Malden Street in the Village of Nassau. At such time, the Village Board shall conduct a public hearing to determine whether conditions on said property constitute a public nuisance. If the owner fails to abate issues set forth above, the village and or village's contractor may undertake or cause to be undertaken the required work, and the village may assess the lien against the property for the cost of the work together with additional administrative fees of 15% cost of inspection and other incidental costs associated with abating the condition to be added to the total cost of the work. The property owner or his or her agent, lessee, or occupant is entitled to be heard at such hearing and to be present and to present evidence or testimony. Okay. Who's up? Anyone wish to speak on this issue? Yes.
She got a lot of stuff out of the driveway, so she can park in her driveway now, which it's good. And it looks like you can kind of get in her front door. It looks like a lot of the stuff that was on the porch has been removed.
Mm-hmm.
We're concerned about the pool. The pool hasn't been touched like in 7 years. So we're a little concerned about what's growing in the pool. And one other concern is that she feeds stray cats, which is fine, except what if one of the cats has rabies and bites somebody? It could be a health hazard. Thank you.
Okay. Anyone else wish to be heard on the subject? Yes.
The pictures are great that the code officer provided. However, he didn't provide anything in the back of the house.
Exactly.
And the back side of the house, so we have no idea what is back there. And like Ronnie said, that swimming pool, that has got to be amazing. I mean, I have drone shots of it, so. Also, we've come a long way to get to this point to mm-hmm. have a public hearing. And I know there's a lot of steps. And I know with every step, a lawyer's involved. And I know when a lawyer's involved, there's fees involved that trickles down to the village people. What happens if it starts all over again? Mm-hmm. That's been the way it's always been. This mm-hmm. is the greatest it's looked.
Yep.
And we've all offered to help her, because we know that it's got to be difficult. But if it starts filling up again, do we have to go through all the steps of the legal proceeding again?
Unfortunately, yes. You know, she's made a great effort, as you say. I mean, the law is specific also when we talk about the property maintenance laws. They're specific to what is visible from the road. So if you can't see it from the road, it's not an enforceable item. Now, there may be other avenues with concerns for the pool or something. You know, if it's a sanitary issue or something, we might be able to do something with Department of Health. We could look into that. But as far as the property maintenance statute that we have cited her with, which she did appear in court and pleaded guilty to, and she was fined $100, which she was supposed to pay by July 1st, so I assume she did. I haven't heard anything that she hasn't. And she's taken, like you say, she's got her driveway cleared out. She's got, you know, a lot of the stuff pulled away from the porch. The yard looks, you know, fairly neat. The lawn's been cut. I mean, certainly I'd like to see, you know, more of the shrubbery trimmed out and stuff like that. But, you know, that's...
It's the garbage that blows through the neighborhood.
Yeah, it's, mm-hmm. And that's a, you know, and that's a tough thing to enforce. I mean, there was a case in Catskill, you know, that they took a property owner to court because she was not mowing her lawn. But what she had done is she took all the grass out and put in native plants that were, you know, 24 to 36 inches high, you know, and she won her case.
Yeah, I read that.
So, you know, I mean, we put laws on the books, you know, to try to encourage people to comply and keep the neighborhood nice. But it's difficult if you have to go to court. It's just a difficult, it's long, it's tedious. You know, we do what we have to do. I mean, even to get into this point, which is, you know, the first time we did it, and it really made things happen. So, you know, if the board decides that she has cleaned up sufficiently, that they're not going to declare it a nuisance property at this point, then, you know, we certainly will have the code enforcement officer keep an eye on it. And as soon as it starts to grow again, you know, we'll just get right back on it and have her cited and, you know, and start the process over. And maybe after going through this, it'll be a little bit more serious. I don't know what else to tell you.
This is the best it's looked in 4 years.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes it's garbage. You know, it's not just a paper. It's garbage. The deer had a deer was on my parents' front lawn at 4 or 5 in the morning with a cat
plastic bag
on its head. The deer didn't know what to do. I mean, and it was from Michelle's. You know, she's had garbage there for the past couple years, floating around. Nothing was done. I thought there was a code enforcer that would have...
Well, she's been cited several times over the last couple of years, and she's been in court at least 3 or 4 times.
But it's never really been cleaned up like this. You know, she'd mow when she could mow, and she stuffs things in the bushes.
Right.
Doesn't Albany have a thing where the pool has to be maintained due to mosquitoes?
Yes.
I think where they're fined.
I'm familiar with that because
yeah.
I've lived in
Troy. Her pool.
Neighbors had...
Well, let's just, you know, I mean,
it's been full for years.
And we don't have that law. Okay, so, you know, we could look at putting more stringent laws in, but, you know, laws apply to everybody in the village. So, you know, I understand that, you know, we're concerned about that, but they would apply to everyone.
We also can't go in the backyard.
Right. We can only clean up what's visible from the road.
Right. And right. Who saw anybody? Who from the village has seen how it looks now?
I went by there before I came over.
Today.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
No. I go by there once a week just to see what she's doing.
Do we know if the if there's fencing around the pool? It's still intact.
I don't know that.
That seems to be more of a building code, isn't it?
It is. You know, those types of issues are addressed when the when the pool is installed. And, you know, that pool's been there for, you know, before me, a long time before I got here. But, you know, I'm sure it had a fence around it. It's an in-ground pool, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm sure. I'm sure it had a fence around it.
I did, years ago, about 6 years ago. She was afraid to walk in the backyard.
Yeah, we're not allowed to walk in the backyard.
The woman wasn't home. What difference does it make? And the pool was filled and black, but it looked like the gate was locked. It was not the gate. The fencing was around it, you know. And I think it had a bunch of debris in it.
All right, so the purpose of the hearing, of course, was to address the condition of the property from last month to
She should have a way that today. If she was injured, the ambulance can get in and out to get her out of the house. Yeah. That's right.
Everybody should be in the car. Well,
we agree.
In the car. We'll have to tell them she's in the car.
We don't disagree, but there's, you know, we can't go into people's houses and tell them how to live.
No, but I'm saying if the police or the ambulance has to go there, they are supposed to be able to enter a doorway.
And now they can.
True. You're right. Okay, and I'll tell you, I work on the ambulance.
I know.
And I went to a house down in East Greenbush on the second floor to help a woman that was there. Not that it had to be a woman, could have been a guy, anybody, right? I help a patient. On the second floor, we couldn't get the door open. You know, we fire department would come in, they were pushing the door open, reaching behind, getting boxes out, throwing them out the door. We had to dig a path to get to where this person was in the back room, and we had to clear stuff out, get her on a backboard, get her out the door and down the stairs. And I mean, it took us an hour to get her.
The inside people will keep the house the way they want, but I thought there was a provision that said you are supposed to be able to get an.
Well, I'm sure it does, but you can't tell that, but you can't see that from looking at the door from the outside.
I guess you have to go down the porch behind the bushes to go to the front door.
Yeah, but she cleaned that up pretty good.
Oh, okay.
You can see the floor now.
I did look to that.
Yes.
The issue about the pool, I'm familiar with what you can do with that. If neighbors that would be close by, because you can't say, oh, down the road is your problem, can call the Rensselaer County Health Department, because I'm familiar with this with the situation in a street in Troy. For West Nile virus, mosquitoes, anything cuddling like that, they are the ones that determine. And they did do this to a property before, saying you cannot have 3 foot of black water because it affects the other neighbors and stuff. Right. And so it's a Rensselaer County Health Department issue. 100%. West Nile virus is the number one thing that could be, especially when it was wild a few years ago. People were doing that. They were afraid of people's properties that had water on it. So that's where you handle that. If you're a neighbor that would be affected by it, you can call and say, please have somebody look at that. It's not a town, it's not a village thing, it's a county health department.
And they'll drain it? They would drain the pool?
They enforce that it be done.
And all
just like they have, like he doesn't go in and drain, he didn't go clean their yard, but they enforce that it be done for as that public. Yes, it's a public health hazard. They enforce that it be done, or if it's the same type of thing, there's fines.
But we're Rensselaer County. Can we call Albany County and make a report?
No, we're Rensselaer County.
That's what I'm saying. So we can't report. Who do we report it to?
I never said Albany County. What Rensselaer County.
Rensselaer County.
Yeah.
Oh.
Rensselaer County. Troy was Rensselaer County. They did that.
Would they do that here in Nassau?
Well, we're Rensselaer County. I assume that we, you know, it doesn't make a difference what village it is or what town.
Okay.
If it's a public health hazard, no puddling of water and stuff like
You're
that.
You're elected.
It's a health department issue. Because if you get West Nile virus because your neighbor has millions of mosquitoes, it's a health department.
All right, is there anything else to discuss on the, anybody want to discuss anything else on the property under the village code?
Just concerned about the car. And I know I spoke to an officer who said if she can look out her side view mirror, it doesn't matter. that she's got her car completely filled to the ceiling. She can't look out of her rearview mirror, right? Even the dashboard. Anyway, that's a I think that's a safety issue.
When a kid gets killed, she can't look out. She can't look out the back. She can't look out the side. She can't look down
the
outside.
The cop said she could, if she could look out the side.
You know, it's full right up. You just don't want some kid or somebody hurt or her. But anybody else would get a ticket.
Thank you.
That you can't look out the windows of that vehicle. Yeah. But I don't know. It's the way it goes.
Okay.
Call the police department.
No, I asked her, Nassau policeman.
Entertain a motion to close the public hearing.
Make the motion.
Motion by Ryan.
A second.
Second by Rich. Okay, we're going to close the public hearing. The regular board meeting will start at 7:30.